Thanks, Roz. I'm Julian. I'm an addict. First of all, if I knew the meeting was going to be this big, I never would have done this in a million years. Very nervous. But it's good to be here. It's good to be here. Clean. Celebrating 6 years on Monday. So, loads. Every time I celebrate a clean time birthday, I do like loads of reflection and that, like kind of looking back over my using and my recovery so far. But I started using drugs at a young enough age, you know, in school and that in Dublin, and just, you know, it would, you know, drinking would have been the first thing I got into in that, like, and knacker drinking, like in fields and stuff like that, like, and because I was in Cape, like, one thing I always share, like, when at meetings and that is when I first came into NA, it gave me the capability of being myself. It was the first time I could actually be myself and not feel that I wasn't being judged and that, you know, for years and years I was incapable of, you know, living in my own skin, always trying to be someone different for whoever I was speaking to, or constantly wearing masks and stuff like that, like, and just been really uncomfortable in my own skin. And so when I first found like alcohol and drugs and that, and it was just this, like, all my inhibitions were lowered, you know, I could, you know, I felt like I didn't have to try, and and I was relaxed and that, like, and, you know, and I really loved it, like, I mean, the literature talk, I mean, I read, you know, a good bit of literature and that, like, for myself, like, because sometimes when I go to meetings, like, and, you know, you hear different people sharing, you mightn't like the person who's sharing, and so you judge what's coming out of their mouth, like, or whatever, you know, so, like, the literature for me is something that I always kind of go back to, like, but it talks about, like, progression, like, and the progression of the disease, and I said there that, you know, I started drinking and stuff like that, like, and, you know, that would be, you know, something that I did every single week, like, and then, you know, other drugs, you know, would have started coming into the picture and that, like, and you know, I got into them fairly quickly and that, you know, and like schoolwork and that, you know, wasn't really important to me. You know, getting stoned and hanging out with friends was more important, you know. And so, you know, obviously I got in trouble, like, in that in school, and I didn't really want to get in trouble when I was in school, like, but I was hanging around these people, like, and, you know, they're messing and stuff in class, and I would do it, like, just to fit in, like, I'm going to mess, or I'm going to get kicked out of the class, or get in trouble, like, just to fit in, you know. And I changed schools then. I started going to school in town, like in Dublin, and I kind of fell in with these kids, like, that were well into their drugs and that, you know. And you know, the whole in Dublin, like, the whole kind of, you know, rave scene was taking off, like, and I loved all that, you know. Just to talk about, you know, what DJs were playing in clubs, you know, certain clothes that I would wear because everybody else was wearing them, you know, music that I listened to because everybody else was listening to it, and taking drugs, like, and everybody was taking drugs, and it was all this, you know, everybody was doing the same thing, and I felt part of. I remember, like, really feeling part of, and I remember distinctively remember feeling that, like, this was my sole purpose in life, was, like, this is it. Everything up until that point was so fucked up, and I didn't really know what I was doing with my life and that, like, and kind of fell into this thing, and that was it. I remember listening to some fucking house tune going, this is it, like, I felt I'd arrived, you know, and it was going to be great, like, everything was okay, and everything from that point on was going to be brilliant, like, you know. And And I did that for a while, the whole kind of, you know, rave scene and that, like, but again, like, you know, it was never enough, like, you know. I always had to be, like, I always had to be the one who would take more, or, you know, stay out late, like, and everybody would go home, and everyone wanted to go home, and different things like that, like, and then that kind of scene kind of passed, and, you know, people kind of, you know, my friends and that, like, were stopping going out, like, to clubs and stuff, like, and, you know, kind of getting on with their lives, and it was, for me, it was, like, the most important thing in my life. Like, the literature talks about, you know, being obsessed and, you know, obsessive and compulsive behaviour. Like, my life, I was completely obsessed with drugs, completely, like, I bought, like, you know, nurses' handbooks, like, pharmacology books. You know, one of my best friends, his dad was a doctor. He introduced me to a whole new world of drugs, like, you know, benzos and, you know, morphine and all these different drugs. And I was, like, hungry for more, like, what does that do, let me look it up, if I mix this with that, la la la, all this sort of shit, like, and I thought it was so cool, like, do you know what I mean, and thought I had the edge on the world, and, you know, people going to work and stuff, like, you fucking losers, like, and I was so angry, like, as well, like, and everybody was a dick, everybody, like, hated everyone, and they couldn't tell me what to do, like, and, you know, meanwhile, all this unmanageability was creeping into my life. Like, you know, obviously I failed at school. I got kicked out of school. You know, my original normal friends didn't want anything to do with me. And I fell in with people who just wanted to take drugs, like, and that's all they wanted to do. And I was like, that's all I want to do. All I want to do is take drugs, like, leave me alone. And then I got it, you know, I got involved in crime, you know, and like that, you know, obviously, you know, I didn't turn to crime. I turned to my family at the start, like, do you know what I mean? And robbed them fucking blind, like, because it was so easy, like, you know, I'll take from my brother or I'll take from my sisters, and they had to lock all the doors in the house and their bedrooms. Everyone had their own keys because they're all working, saps, and I was at home, didn't do anything, and I could just go through their stuff, like, and it was my God-given right, like, do you know what I mean? And all relationships with my family broke down, and, you know, I was, you know, fucked out of the house and that, like, and then that's really was, at that point, like, it was a real license for me just to go mad, like, you know, I was like, didn't have to report back to my mum, didn't have to report, you know, I went mad, like, running around Dublin, mad, like, you know, and what I used to do, like, to get money was, like, I used to forge prescriptions, you know, I did it all the time. It was my thing, like, because originally years ago when I befriended this young Flynn, his dad was a doctor, like, and we knew how to write scripts, like, and that, and that's what I did for ages, like, and but I got caught time and time again towards the end, and that was consequences of me using. But, like, I always share this, like, as an example of, you know, real perilousness. I remember going into a chemist, Boots, actually, on Grafton Street in Dublin, and at this point, like, physically I was fucked looking, like, do you know what I mean? I couldn't really get away, and I went in all kind of skinny and scabby and that, like, and went up with the worst prescription ever. I think I just rushed it together, like, but in my mind it was brilliant, like, and I was a genius and stuff, and kind of went down and handed over the script, because I used to get sleepers and I'd sell them on then I'd go and score and that, like, so went in anyway, and went down, like, I was sitting in the chemist, and I gave the chemist, like, the script and that, and I seen him looking at it, like, he's looking at it and he was looking at me, and I was like, you know, like, yeah, go on, like, and I just sat there, you know, and then I watched him get on the phone, and in my mind, the part of me was like going, he's ringing the doctor, he's checking up on the script, like, just go, like, just leave, you can leave now, you've got a few minutes, just walk out, like, but this other part of me, like, was like, no, stay, it's nothing to do with you, he's checking for something else, stay, wait, just wait 5 more minutes, like, and sitting there waiting, and he's looking at me, and he's on the phone and looking at me, and every part of me is screaming, like, just leave the shop, like, you know, and I couldn't, like, I had to wait, and anyway, 2 minutes later, turn around, there's two Garda behind me, and then they handcuff me and walk me through the chemist. Like, you know, you see people being walking through shops, like, and scarlet for them, like, do you know what I mean? It's so embarrassing and that. And yeah, so, you know, it was, you know, real perilousness. I was really perilous over my using, you know, and unmanageability was in my life, you know, like, at a real early stage in that, like, but, you know, I wasn't able to stop. Drugs still worked for me, you know. I still liked using drugs. They made me feel okay, you know. And And that's, you know, and I kept using, you know, I kept using for a long time after that. And I was kind of in and out. I was talking to your man there from Cork and that. And I was in different, like, treatment centres and that. And I did a stint, like, in a halfway house down in Cork for 6 months. And I remember, any time I'd ever got any bit of clean time is when I went into a treatment centre or into, like, a detox hospital or whatever. And I remember I was down here anyway, and I got 6 months. I remember going, yeah, this time definitely. Because I was introduced to NA meetings at a young age, you know. I think I went to my first one when I was 18, 28, I'm 29 now. I still tell people I'm 28 because I'm real funny about my age, like, because I feel like I've wasted so much time. I always take a year off my age, but I'm 29. I'm 29 and Grant. 29. The first meeting I went to, you know, I was 18, and I was like, people would just talk about drugs, and that was at the time that was all I could relate to, was, you know, the drugs that they took and stuff like that. Like, and you know, that was the only level of identification I could get. Like, and I certainly wasn't ready. And anyway, I decided to get out of Dublin. You know, did this, went down to this halfway house in Cork for 6 months. And, you know, I was there this time, defo, this time I'm going to stay clean, you know. But, you know, the way, like, there's a few suggestions that you're given around here, like, it's real fucking simple stuff. Like, as I go on, I find it real simple. But at the time, it was like, what? You know, don't get into a relationship in the first year I got into a relationship. You know, I didn't bother doing steps because I felt I'd done so many fucking step ones. Like, I was like, I'm not doing another step one and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, thinking, this time I'm going to stay clean, you know. Still doing things my own way, really. Anyway, I left there and I came back to Dublin. I think I lasted about 2 weeks in Dublin. And anyway, I picked up again and kind of was back out there for another 3 months. And it was the worst. It was the worst. It was the worst 3 months of my life. Like, I mean, like, for me, like, when I think of addiction and my use, and I think of, like, desperation and depression and just, like, utter despair, like, and that, the 3 months I relapsed, like, I kind of lost all hustle, and I wasn't, like, robbing or skiving or anything like that, like, and I had to go back into this detox ward, and when I went into the detox ward, NA people were coming in, right, and I'd seen this fella came in, that originally, if I had stayed clean, like, I would have been 6 months clean, he would have been 6 months clean, and he came strolling in the door, like, and don't know if you have experience of being an NA using and then meeting members, like, it's, for me, it was like a nightmare. If I saw a member, like, ducking and diving and stuff, and so your man came through the door anyway, and they were doing the meetings in the hospital and that, like, and I was so full of shame. I was so full of shame that I'd relapsed again. I couldn't fucking, you know, get this thing, you know, and kind of sitting through the meeting and that, like, and I don't know what it was, like, something just clicked, you know, something clicked. And, you know, people, you know, you hear people talking about the penny dropping and stuff like that. And that was, for me, that time in that ward, something changed, and I'd had enough, you know. I had enough, and I decided to take, like, the suggestions on board, you know, start doing what the literature suggested and what people have suggested, and, you know, got myself a sponsor, started working the steps and doing it all, like with a fresh head and fresh eyes and that, you know. And I moved to Cork. I actually moved to Cork, and I got clean in Cork. I stayed down there for 3 years and went to meetings every day, like, and every day for a long time, you know, and started seeing real changes and that, you know. And I mean, even like now, like, you know, I'm real habitual, like, you know, I don't come into meetings in town. I kind of stay east and stuff, like, and I was kind of overwhelmed when I walked in the door. I was like, oh, these fucking, we don't really know anybody, maybe one or two people and that. And I'm learning every day, like, you know. The program, like, fascinates me and, like, confuses me at the same time. I just keep coming back, like, you know. For anyone, I mean, obviously, I've jumped all over the shop there and kind of, you know, told my story and, you know, bits and pieces, like, and that, like, but for anyone, like, struggling or coming around or they don't really know what's going on or what to make of it all, like, I would say, you know, keep coming back. For me, I kept coming back, you know. Like I said, I eventually got clean when I was 23. And I feel really blessed for that, like, as well. And, you know, I really thought that this program wasn't for me, like, you know, and it is for me, and it's for anyone who wants it, like, you know. I'm at like I'm at a funny stage, you know. When I met Roz and that, like, I was kind of sharing things like that is a perfect example about my age. I'm funny about my age, you know. A lot of people I went to university with were all younger than me and that, like, and that was another thing. Like, I was able to go back and study, like, and do. I've been able to do like a lot of stuff that I couldn't do, like, you know, when I was using. I'm able to do like all the things I wanted to do and talked about when I was stoned out my fucking head. Oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and I never got outside of Dublin, like, you know. And but that I'm not that NA. I'm not saying that like you come in here and you get all the, you know, get all these things. Like, but one thing you know, one thing I can promise is freedom from active addiction. You keep coming back, like things get a whole lot easier and that. And I'm not gonna go on anymore. Just thanks for asking me to do the meeting, Roz, and thanks everyone for listening. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.